بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the very noble and sublime characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have been instructed and commanded to nurture and to develop within ourselves throughout the Quran Sharif, various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that of sabr, of patience. And great rewards have been mentioned for a person who will have sabr, who will have this attribute, this quality. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who will develop sabr, they will develop this attribute, this characteristic within themselves, then their reward will be given to them بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any accountability, without any limit. When it comes to various a'mal and ibadat, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ يُضَاعَفْ. Every amal, every ibadat, every act of worship that a person does, Allah will multiply it for him. The reward will commence times 10, then times 700, and then Allah multiplies it as much as he wants. But when it comes to sabr, here we find بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب, without any limitation, without any restriction, Allah will give those who have sabr their reward. And more than that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that when a person exercises sabr, exercises patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with that person. Allah's assistance, Allah's rahmat, and the tranquility, the peace Allah will give to a person when a person exercises sabr and patience. Now generally we find that when we speak about sabr, then there is one definition or one category, one type of sabr that is common. الصبر على المصيبة. When a person is afflicted with any calamity, any difficulty, some hardship comes his way as far as his dunya is concerned, some financial, monetary loss, or there's some loss of health, a person falls ill, accident takes place, something happens to a family member, some calamity comes his way, now we are instructed to have sabr. Like Luqman al-Hakim told his son, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, that whatever difficulty comes to you in this world, whatever hardship comes to you, then have sabr, have patience upon this. So this is just one category, one type of sabr. And here also we find the great rewards that have been promised for a person who has a sabr ala al-musiba. When calamity comes his way and he has sabr, he has patience. The famous hadith of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, Hazrat mentioned it the other day also, that Umm Salama and Abu Salama radiallahu anhuma, if we read through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they say they had such a relationship, this was like a picture-perfect couple. That they came into Islam in the early days together, and they grew in the Islam together. The first couple to migrate to Abyssinia, the first hijrah that took place. Thereafter they made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. Husband and wife moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. And various incidents and stories have been mentioned regarding their muhabbat, their love, and the affection that they had for one another. Finally, Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, in Madinah Munawwara, passes away. Umm Salama radiallahu anha, we can imagine, heartbroken, distraught. She comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What do I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam teaches her that famous dua. Any person who is afflicted with any loss, then he should read this dua. And the various pronunciations that have been mentioned, Allahumma jurni fi musibati. Or some wordings mentioned, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. So Allahumma jurni. Oh Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha or wa akhluf li khayran minha. So a few wordings that have been mentioned, but the gist of it, oh Allah, reward me in this difficult time of mine. Wa akhluf li khayran minha, and oh Allah, you become a replacement for me. Or wa akhlif li, you give me a better replacement. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches this to her, that recite this dua in abundance. Umm Salama radiallahu anha herself mentions that it was the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his instruction. But in my mind I said to myself, how will Allah replace Abu Salama? How can Abu Salama be replaced? What a wonderful man he was, what a wonderful husband he was, and what a wonderful father to my children he was, and how we made hijrah together in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she recounted all of these beautiful moments that she shared with her husband. And in the back of her mind, that how will he ever be replaced? What a husband I lost. But then she mentions that through the barakat of this dua, in a short while, the proposal comes to her. Whose proposal is it? That of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah took away a sahabi from her marriage, but he brought her into the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the back of her sabr, her patience, and reciting this dua when the calamity afflicted her. Auf bin Malik radiallahu anhu is mentioned about him. He was an elderly sahabi. Him and his wife, he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy have captured my son, my only son. He makes my khidmat, and he is the only one to see to my needs. I have become old, my wife has become old. What do we do? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructs him, ittaqillah wasbir. That have developed taqwa, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and develop this characteristic of sabr, of patience. وَأَكْثِرْ مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And recite in abundance, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives him this prescription. He comes back home, his wife asks him, that what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do for you? Has he been able to help us in any way? So he explains that this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed, that have taqwa, adopt sabr, and read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He says, this is the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, let's do it. And they say within a short period of time, suddenly his son comes back. And he doesn't come alone, he comes with 4,000 sheep with him. 4,000 sheep, they ask him what happened. So he explains that I was chained up, I was tied up, and there was absolutely no way out for me. Almost impossible to escape. But suddenly, a certain occasion or a certain time, the person who was guarding me fell asleep. He became unaware. And somehow or the other I was able to untie myself, take myself out of those chains, those shackles, and I slipped past him. And as I was coming out, on the outskirts of the place that I was kept, I found this entire herd of sheep, which belonged to my captives. So I brought it along with me, and this has now come. 4,000 sheep have come. So not only did his son come back, but now this entire herd or flock of sheep came with him, as sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again they say, on the back of his sabr, ittaqillah wasbir. So when the difficulty, the calamity came, he bore it with sabr, with patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a favorable outcome. And here also Hazrat reminded us the other day, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sabru inda as-sadmatil ula. That for it to be really counted as sabr, that a person really exercised patience, and all the rewards associated with it. As we mentioned, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. For a person to attain these rewards, then that sabr has to be the moment, the crunch time, when the calamity hits, the person just gets the message, or the phone call, so and so has passed away, somebody has turned ill, or the person just meets into that accident, for us to introspect myself, what is my condition? If I have to meet into an accident, Allah protect us, but what's the first thing that comes onto the lips, onto the tongue? It may be some vulgar word, some swear word, and then we look to blame the next person, we give vent to our anger, and then the mind goes to the mechanic, or it goes to the bank balance, or to the insurance, whatever it may be. And after half an hour, 45 minutes, then finally a person says, this is what Allah wanted, this was taqdeer. So here he mentions that this will not be counted as sabr, but at the crunch time, the moment the calamity befalls a person, now he has sabr. He turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the rewards that are associated with this will come to a person. So nevertheless, this as-sabru ala al-musiba, when calamity befalls, a person has patience, this is one type of sabr. And then the Musannif rahimahullah mentions the second category, the second type of sabr, as-sabru anil ma'siyah, which we generally translate as restraint. A person holds himself back when the opportunity is there to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's some act of sin, of transgression in front of him. There's a chance to abuse his gaze, or a chance to speak a lie, a chance to do the wrong thing. And now he restrains himself, holds himself back. This is also one type of sabr. And here Hazrat explains also, many a times when it comes to avoidance and giving up sin, the only obstacle, the only barrier is my own lack of courage. And how many times a person will say that I don't have the ability, I don't have the courage to give it up. So in this regard, Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would give two very pertinent examples for us to understand the amount of courage that we have within us. He would say that firstly take lesson from the mu'takif, the person in i'tikaf, that how the entire year he's away from the masjid. Possibly he hasn't even seen the inside of the masjid. But now he put his name for i'tikaf, he came. And the first afternoon or the first evening, how particular he becomes about the boundary of the masjid. Many masajid have a red line or some marking that this is the boundary of the masjid, beyond this is the sehen area. So how particular the mu'takif becomes that I can't cross beyond this line. That no matter what, and he'll even find out the mas'ala, if I put my head out or half my body out, or I shook someone's hand, I put my hand across the line, does my i'tikaf break or not? He becomes so conscious. Even if something is happening outside in the car park, he knows I can't cross beyond this line. So Muhammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say that the mu'takif becomes so conscious of this boundary line where the masjid ends and the sehen area begins, that in itself is a sign that if he could do it, restrict himself to the small area, the masjid, for this 10 days, 10 nights, then for the rest of the year also he can restrict himself within the hudud and the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can also have that consciousness that where are the limits of Allah, I must not go beyond this. And the second example he would give of the fasting person in the month of Ramadan. The fasting person who's sitting at the dastarkhan and the milkshake is there, the savouries are there, the cool water is there, khajur is there. And he had a long day of roza. And somebody says to him, there's 5-10 minutes left, break your fast now. Nobody will know, it won't make a real difference. You already fasted for 10 hours. Now 5 minutes, Allah won't take you to task for 5 minutes. So no matter how far that person may be, but he'll never break his fast until the muadhin doesn't call out the adhan. Until the time doesn't come in, sunset doesn't take place, he'll say, this is the command of Allah. I fasted from Sehri till now, how can I now break my fast ahead of time? So he would say, Rahmatullah Ali, that just as the fasting person also is so conscious that if the time doesn't come in, I can't break my fast, that same consciousness now apply to the other branches of our deen. My ma'amulat, my business dealings, my mu'asharat, my interactions with others, my other ibadat, that same consciousness now apply throughout the year. And then see how Allah will give a person that courage, the inner resolve and strength, that now I can avoid guna and sin. So, as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. And then the third type that is mentioned, as-sabru ala ta'a, that a person now perseveres upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three categories, as-sabru ala al-musiba, we translate as patience. The person has sabr, has patience. As-sabru anil ma'asiyah, he develops restraint within himself. And as-sabru ala ta'a is he now perseveres, he has steadfastness. When it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his fara'id, his daily ma'amulat, that regardless of the condition, like how Hazrat mentioned also, a person may be on safar, or he may be unwell, but at least the bare minimum I have to do. Like the example is given, that person who is a coffee connoisseur, and he has to have his cup of coffee in the morning. He says, if I don't have it, my head won't take right. And the entire day I'll have a migraine. So no matter what time he wakes up, he has his normal ma'amul, he grinds the coffee beans and then he makes his slow brewed coffee or whatever it may be. The day he wakes up late also, he won't say, let me just skip it out. But he'll take a cup to go, take it in his flask, and he'll have it on the way in his car, on the way to work. I have to have my cup of coffee at least. So he, as-sabru, there, he's got perseverance that no matter what happens, even though I'm late for my meeting also, I have to have that cup of coffee. At least one cup, half a cup, then my head will take right for the rest of the day. In the same way, when it comes to our ibadat, our ma'amulat, our zikrullah, Allah give myself tawfiq in all of us, that we have this level of perseverance, that at least the bare minimum, I can't start my day without these amal in my life. So these are the categories, the types of sabr. When a person will develop all of this within him, then we find these rewards will be given to a person. Ajrahum bighayri hisab. The ajr, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, we find generally in the sharia for two actions, where there is almost unlimited reward. Other ibadat also, Allah can give unlimited reward if Allah wishes. But generally, we find certain fixed numbers, times 10, times 70, or times 10,000, person reads salah in the haram. But generally, two ibadat, that or two actions, that we find unlimited, unrestricted reward. One is fasting in the month of Ramadan. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. Allah says, fasting is for me, I will give the reward. And this, when a person has true sabr, genuine sabr within his life, then here also the reward will be unlimited and unrestricted. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.